Star Wars 7x7 episode 3141. We started talking about Return of the Jedi yesterday and how the 40th anniversary is coming up in a couple of months and what we could talk about in regard to Return of the Jedi in the show. I thought I'd explore one topic, though, for sure, which is the title. And the whole situation isn't as cut and dried as I thought. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So you may either recall or you may be aware that when the first teaser promotions went out for Return of the Jedi, it was actually marketed under the title Revenge of the Jedi. And that was eventually changed according to the Star Wars archives by Paul Duncan. There's a note in there that said the change happened officially in mid-December with George Lucas saying, "Jedi don't take revenge." And according to Star Wars Chronicles, which is an older book that is also similarly lushly photographed and has tremendous amounts of detail on things, it's in January of 1983 that the public finally learns that the title is going to officially be Return of the Jedi, not Revenge. January 27th, to be precise. Now, there are various reports out there about when the title changes happened and whatnot. I think the things that I've seen say that it was Return of the Jedi, but Lucas was convinced to make it Revenge of the Jedi, and then eventually he decided, no, it has to be Return or whatever, but it's not necessarily wholly clear. So one of the things that is clear is that when script drafts were turned in, they were turned in under the name Revenge of the Jedi, and the final shooting script that was delivered in December of 1981 says Revenge of the Jedi. And then all of the production materials, or at least like the daily continuity sheets and that sort of thing, all of them say Revenge of the Jedi on them. And when principal photography began, the press release that went out said it was Revenge of the Jedi that started filming on January 11th of 1982. Now, there's not a lot of contemporaneous documentation available, but there is one, which is The Making of Return of the Jedi, edited by John Philip Peacher. This is basically the same book as Once Upon a Galaxy, The Journal of the Making of The Empire Strikes Back by Alan Arnold. Like, this is the equivalent thereof. And in here, there's a thing about how producer Howard Kazanagan sends a telex to Lucasfilm's president and chief executive officer Robert Greeber in San Rafael on January 11th of 1982, and it says, "Please be advised that principal photography has commenced today, January 11th, 1982, on Return of the Jedi." That's what's actually in the telex. And Peacher goes on to say that this telex serves as an official record of the start of production and fulfilled Lucasfilm's contractual obligation to 20th Century Fox, the distributor of the movie, to let them know formally that Jedi had begun. Despite that, though, all of the copies of like production progress reports and whatnot in there say Revenge of the Jedi, say Revenge of the Jedi as it goes forward, until we get to April of 1982, when the production finishes in London and moves to the United States, specifically in Arizona for the outdoor scenes on Tatooine and to Northern California for the outdoor scenes on Endor. Particularly Arizona was the issue because construction on sets had started in late 1981 and was continuing in the beginning of 82, and people were snooping around trying to figure out what was going on, but there were no actors there, so apparently it wasn't very exciting. But according to Peacher's book, there were blueprints around that were labeled Return of the Jedi at that time. Not Revenge of the Jedi, Return of the Jedi. And they were finally in an era of storytelling where secrecy became an issue, right? This was one of the very beginnings of a hotly anticipated movie where people were trying to get scoops about what was going on. And this is where the Blue Harvest name comes in. So apparently Blue Harvest had been the code name for the production within Lucasfilm for some time, and you may have heard that the movie was filmed under the code name Blue Harvest with a tagline Horror Beyond Imagination, and that particularly applied to what was going on in Northern California. Well, it turns out that according to the Peacher book here, they decided to use Blue Harvest for all of their materials while they were shooting in the United States. So they were instructed by Howard Kazanagan to basically take all the blueprints and either scribble out Return of the Jedi or cut it out of those blueprints and any other documentation, so nothing said Return of the Jedi, nothing could say Return of the Jedi or be, you know, presumed to say that, and anything printed from that point on would have to say Blue Harvest, and so that's where that came along. And Kazan and Jan also sent a notification from himself and George Lucas saying that when they would be in Arizona, that no scripts could be on set, that they would only issue pages for the barge sequences, and that's it, again, to protect secrecy as much as possible. Ultimately, they made it through the entire production with pretty much everything marked either Return of the Jedi or Revenge of the Jedi or Blue Harvest. It was all three, basically. But it wasn't until mid-December of 1982 that George Lucas finally said, nope, it's going to be Return of the Jedi. That's it. Period. Paragraph. Jedi don't take revenge. It was announced publicly in January, on January 27th of 1983. And according to the Star Wars Archives by Paul Duncan, it was actually put in the final draft of the opening crawl in February of 1983. So there you go. That's some back in the day information about the titling of Return of the Jedi, how it was Revenge, how it was Blue Harvest, how it shifted back and forth. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.